That's why meditation this day is written in the third and fourth chapters of the book of Jonah. It begins with verse 10. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, I pray thee, Lord, is this not what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and repent of evil. Therefore now, Lord, take my life from me. I beseech thee, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, do you do well to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade, till he should see what would become of the city. And the Lord God appointed a plant and made it come up over Jonah that it might be a shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the plant. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm which attacked the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God appointed a sultry east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah so that he was faint. And he asked that he might die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you do well to be angry for the plant? And he said, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die. And the Lord said, you pity the plant, for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow. It came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? Now this ends in Christ. Jonah had a divine call. He was a man called to go to Nineveh to give God's word to those people who sat in the darkness of their sin and their rebellion. And rather than taking this as a noble and an honorable and a pious thing to do, Jonah ran away from the task that God set before him. He ran away to see if he could get to the farthest place that he could go until he got on board a ship and went to Tarshish, at least he tried. And on the way, God called him back. Well, it was in the belly of a large fish that he made it back. But God called him back to the task that he had set him out upon in the very beginning. And reluctantly, Jonah went upon his way to preach that word that came from God, that word of life and of importance to Nineveh. The only problem for Jonah was that Nineveh listened. Jonah rather expected them not. When they listened, he was resentful. Well, sometimes we like to blame Jonah for his short-sightedness. We would like to blame Jonah that he didn't listen to the commission of God to go to that nation, that great city, proclaim to them the words that God gave him to proclaim. We'd like to castigate Jonah and say he really was a poor prophet that God finally used in the right way. But if we cast aspersions upon Jonah, we'd better look at ourselves too. We are in the ministry and we are preparing for a ministry that God calls us to do. And it's a ministry that God's going to take into the corners of this earth that you and I right now would find very, very uncomfortable to be in. As dedicated as our lives may be to the task of bringing God's word to people in darkness, when we go to that darkness, it seems to be overwhelming. It's a very difficult thing to cross the cultural boundaries that are set between people, between us and others who are not like us. We have a hard time with people who don't speak our language. We have a hard time with people who do not behave the way that our civilization expects them to behave and our culture expects from them. We have a difficult time speaking to people who do not have money or wealth and who can't manage their own affairs. We find it easy to condemn them, the poor of this world, and find excuses in our own minds why they should be poor, excuses that condemn them rather than being God's word to them. And because we find it so difficult, we go someplace else. Or we have our own houses. We have our own places of refuge. And sometimes our very own congregations can be those places of refuge. Even while the world and its people swirl around us, that refuge may be ours and we may claim it. by virtue of our call, not recognizing that the call that we have is to preach the gospel to all nations, even those who are strange and different, and even those cultural, what we may call, aberrations that lie before us. Jonah had a hard time with that task. And finally, when Jonah took the task and went and preached, and the city suddenly converted, turned about to God, Jonah was extremely unhappy with the whole affair. Jonah wanted his words to be fulfilled. He wanted his words of prophecy to have their conclusion. He went out of the city and sat down waiting for God to destroy that city, at least waiting to see that it might happen. So when God confronted him, Jonah said to him, "Lord, I knew all along that you were a God of mercy, that you would relent from sending evil, that you are a God who cares for people." It's as much as if Jonah said to God, "God, I knew you would take care of it. Why did you involve me?" And it's a temptation for us to say the very same thing, to look at the call God gives to us cross-culturally and into those corners of this earth that are so difficult for us, and say, "God, somehow you take care of it because I know you're a God of mercy. I've got other things to tend to. Please don't embarrass me." And I really think that's a lot of Jonah's problem. He didn't want to be embarrassed by God. He was afraid of going to a strange place. He was afraid of saying what God asked him to say for fear that he might be embarrassed by God. But thank God, he embarrassed him. That word of condemnation that came to the people of Nineveh was a word that demonstrated to them that they were wrong and demonstrated to them that God really cares. And the word which we have to bring across cultural boundaries and into the places where we really don't want to go is a word, even though it may sound harsh in our ears, is a word that God gives to people that they might know He cares and in what way He cares and how deeply He cares. Jonah's delight was in a plant. A little plant that God provided and a little plant that God took away. And God gave that little illustration to Jonah to set his priorities straight. "Jonah, do you have any right to be concerned about this little plant? That you didn't have anything as far as its growing and anything to do with it as far as its death." And Jonah said, "Yes, I am angry enough to die." How silly of Jonah. And how silly of us to neglect that word and that call that God gives to us and find other little things to be so concerned about. But thanks be to God that He has given us a call. As difficult as it may be and as reluctant as we are to accept it, God has called us to proclaim this word of power, a word which makes it possible for us even to realize forgiveness and have the strength to speak. It is that word that God placed upon Jonah for him to carry to the city that also spoke to him. It said, "Jonah, I care for people. I care for you. I call you back again and again to this path." Jonah ran away. God brought him back. We may be reluctant to cross the boundaries, and yet God always calls us back from our comfortable refuge and makes it evident and plain to us that there is a ministry to be done, that there is a word of God for all of the peoples of this world, and that you and I are a part of bringing this word. God calls us that. How gentle of Him. God calls us that. How caring of Him. And we may say, "God, why did you do this?" And God looks at the people of this world, the people whom we would like to neglect, the people that we find so difficult to deal with, and He says to you and to me, I really do care for them. There are 120,000 people in Nineveh who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many cattle. Should I not be concerned? That's God's word to Jonah. There are millions of people in this world who do not know God's love and care. People who will be living in your communities, people who are nearby to you. And God says to you and to me, "I care very much."